Jesus Christ. Oh, this room stinks. Oh, you think you could at least open the bloody window. Here we go. We definitely need some air in here. Oh, I can't believe the boy goes to college and still he can't pick up shit from his own room. Isn't always this bloody messy? I don't know, he's been changing so fast. Oh, why would he even leave a towel on the floor? Oh, for God's sake. It's just, it's caked with bloody cum. Oh, what's he doing? Is he like masturbating 10 times a night? Well, there you are. Listen, I'm not your maid. This is not a fucking hotel. You need to clean up after yourself. Where were you anyway? The gym. Since when have you been going to the gym? 3 weeks now. Okay. Well, I'm glad you've taken up exercise, obviously, but you still have time enough to clean your room, you know. It smells like a fucking zoo in here. I mean, let's not mention that bloody towel in the corner that you need to throw away because I'm not touching it. And don't you dare put it in the laundry. Oh, okay then. Apology accepted. Just come here a minute. Are you okay? I'm asking. I don't know. You just seem different lately. You've been leaving your room in a mess. You haven't been going to the library. I mean, I'm really happy you're working out, but it's like you're a completely different person. I mean, did you buy contact lenses? No. Okay, come on. Talk to me. Is it over a girl you like or a boy? I'm not making assumptions here. Because, you know, if it is, you shouldn't have to change yourself to impress them. They should just like you for you. Yeah, I know it's a cliche mum thing to say. It's true, though. I mean, oh, come on. Come on, sweetheart. What's wrong? Come on, tell me. You know, I'll just keep asking you. Talk to me. What is it? You look scared. Somebody bullying you, like, back at school. No, that's not it. Okay. You feel different. Can you say a bit more than that? What feels different? Yes. Yeah, sure, I remember that dog bite. We took you to the hospital to get the rabies shot. It healed pretty quickly, though, didn't it? I mean, there's not even a scar left. Since then, what? You're watching way too many horror movies, I think. Come on. You're just a late bloomer. Come on, sweetie, just trust me on that one. That was exactly the same. He was a sweet, skinny little nerd. We started dating in college, and then, boom, he grew like 2 inches and started hitting the gym. Yeah, it's just your genetics, honestly. Well, okay. What kind of urges are we talking about here? No, love, it's just because of the increased testosterone in your body. You know this shit. Yeah. Yeah, the energy for the gym. The meat eating. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and all the other urges is just because the testosterone's increased. It's just nature, love. We're not that different from animals, are we, really? Your body wants to find a mate and impregnate her with your seed. That just makes sense. What do you mean? That's not all. Okay. You're blushing. There is a girl. Or guy. I knew it. that would completely explain that bloody towel over there. Just ask her out and fill your time with dates and don't just wank all night. Why not? Come on, you handsome guy, and you've been working out. What? Did you just say you'll scare off women? Why is that? Love. Don't know how to say this, but being big, it's a good thing. I mean, you really have nothing to worry about there. Oh. Holy shit. It's still a normal size, you know, love. You just have to go quite gentle and maybe try not to date a virgin. Okay, love. I think I'm starting to understand why you were a little nervous. I mean, God, that six-pack, Jesus. Oh, like, sculpted. I mean, your body, those muscles, you're like some woman's fantasy. Oh, sorry, love. Compliments excite you, huh? Just like your dad. Well, you're a bit bigger, actually. So, yes, it's quite big, but there are plenty of mature women that can handle what you have there. I mean, trust me on this one, some women crave a massive cock. It turns them absolutely fucking feral. Love, it's driving you crazy. Okay. Come here. Come here, let me take a look at it. Yeah, it's throbbing. I can see those veins just pumping. I can see you need some release. It's okay, sweetie. You need this, love. Yeah, and Mummy has the experience to handle a cock like yours. So, love, you're telling me that all this time you've not seduced some slut into relieving you. Still such a shy boy, huh? The body of a bloody Adonis. I'm sure that will change soon enough. You just need to learn to get what you want. It's okay, it's okay. Don't fight it. Just let go. Just enjoy it. Just listen to Mummy's voice and relax. Just a caring mum trying to take care of her son in need. Just don't think any more about it. Yeah. Good boy. When you're grown like that, that tells Mummy that she's doing a good job. I love doing a good job for my boy. Yes, you're definitely a big boy. I'm using both hands on it. Don't worry about it. It'll release all that pressure you feel in your balls. It's okay, sweetie. My warm mouth will make you come pretty quickly. Just relax. Just let me. Oh. out your balls are. Said you have a whole lot of cum. Ah, it needs to come out. Mm-hmm. Isn't that better than jerking off into some? Mm-hmm. It's okay, Annie. I just didn't expect that. Uh-huh, it means that you love feeling the feeling of my Yeah, use my mouth. It's okay, baby, you need this. Just give in to those urges you feel. The need to come. Just come into my mouth, baby. That was a lot, sweetie. So glad I could help you. Do you feel better now? Not better. It's worse? Okay. Oh, fuck. You're still fucking hard. And oh, no, okay, I'll admit that's not normal. What are you doing? My fucking dress. Did you just fucking growl at me? Just get a hold of... Ow! Did you just... What the fuck's wrong with you? What? My panties. Just wait a second. This is going too fucking fast. Oh. Fuck. Oh, you're so fucking big. Oh, yeah, it's okay. It's okay. You just let your instincts take control there for a moment. It's not a big deal. It just happens to the best of men. You're in control. You're in control of yourself again, aren't you? Good. Good. No, slowly. Just slowly pull out of me, okay? Yeah. Yes. There you go. There you go. Pull out, sweetie. Okay, love. You still have the tip in me. Just be careful now. Oh, of course it's warm, baby. Sucking your cock made me very wet, but it doesn't mean that we... Oh! Oh, fuck! Wait. Just think about it. Think about what you're doing. You're inside your mum. I might feel really good right now, but... Oh, there's no turning back if you keep going. So just let's be rational and shit. That's what you meant by urges. You wanted to fuck me. I should have known. Okay. And that towel. That was because of me. Yeah, pull my hair, baby. It's okay. It's my fault. Oh, I did this to you. Oh, fuck. Oh, you're an animal. You can't help yourself. And you can't be controlled. Oh, and it takes what it wants. Oh, especially when it's teased. Oh, yeah. I know I keep walking around in my tight dresses and I was teasing you with my fat ass. I know. I know. I know you're just like your dad. You had to, take it all out of my towel. I know. Oh, just throw it away now because I can just use mum's tie cut from now. Yes. Especially when we get closer to the. Oh yes. To the. Don't stop. Fucking don't stop till you empty those balls. Yeah, we're papers thinking. No, baby, come. Just keep fucking me until you come. No, that's it. That's it. I'm gonna come. I'm gonna. Just empty your balls. Just empty your balls, baby. Oh yeah, just give me that piece. Give me that fucking piece. Give the wolf what it wants. Oh. Oh my god. It's still going. My back's drenched with your load. Masturbating will never relieve the pressure. Only mating does. It's just the way the curse works. Yeah. I didn't want you to find out like this, but I was lying earlier. You definitely were bitten by a werewolf. Yeah. It's me. I know, love. The wolf inside you, it's a being of pure passion, and it chases after your deepest, darkest desires. I just didn't think it would be me. Why did I bite you? Same reason I bit your dad. I just wanted to help you become better. I saw how sad and lonely you were, and come on. Now you can just fuck whoever you want. And you fucking have to, because the closer you'll get to the full moon, the hornier you get. No. No, your sister doesn't know about this. Please don't tell her. Please, promise me. Yes. Yes, I'll tell you more about what you are, but let me shower first. Oh, and love. Throw that towel away.